Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Luna and the Mountain Jets, recorded live from the Performance Hall at Arts Place in Lexington, Kentucky. This is Red Barn Radio.
This song is it's about my grandmother. She lived with us many years before she passed away. She was a wanderer. We'd wake up in the morning and then it's like, where's Mama Virgie? Where is she? We'd have to go looking for her. And when we'd go look for her, we'd typically find her within the cornfield that was nearby. So when I wrote the song, I'm like, well, what was she running to? Was she running away from something? Was she running to something? I was young, so I didn't know what was going on. I just knew Mama was missing and we needed to find her.
Always following a line, during visiting time, as I stand at your knee, do you have something for me? Do you have something for me? What's in your hand? You run toward a man. Run for the corn. Husband's gone, never, never. You've laid back, feeling cover, staring at the wall, walking the stairs. I hear the creak, I feel the hair. I hear the creak, I feel the hair. What's in your hair? You run toward a bed. It's misty and it's early. Run for the corn. What's in your hand? You run toward a bed. It's misty and it's early. Run for the corn. Run for the corn, Virgie.
You have kind of a signature guitar sound. Start with the guitar you're playing. Okay. Tell us a little bit about that one.
All right, this is every time I take it out of the case, people, oh my God, what is your Telecaster? You know, there's not a Fender part on this guitar, I don't think. I've had it for 25 years. It's a DiMarzio body, it's a Chandler neck, it's got a Bigsby palm pedal on it. I put different saddles on it, now the pickups are right. It's got a sticker of, what's this girl's name? I forgot. Britney Spears. It has a Britney Spears sticker.
A Britney Spears sticker.
A Tom Petty guest pass from some tour.
Now that fits.
I paid $125 from this guitar. I bought it from Rob McNerlin a long time ago. I own some good Telecasters now, but I would much rather play this guitar. We just bonded, and it's irreplaceable to me, actually. I would die without it.
Do you tend to like older and, you know, sort of rough-hewn instruments?
I do. I would never want a shiny instrument, and that's fine for people that do like shiny guitars.
You know,
more power to you. I really don't want one. And I also don't want one that's the road-worn or they make it look old when it's really
right,
not.
The relic thing.
Really into old amplifiers and just things that are beat up. Because it seems like a lot of the new modeling amps or things that people buy are trying to sound like those old amps. Why are we going the long way around? Let's just get an old Silvertone amp and an old guitar and plug it in and go.
Is it tube amp or?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Do you have the skills to sort of work on instruments
and
amps and stuff?
But I got a guy named Richie Hall in Ashland who can fix anything. He can fix anything. So I buy amps in pawn shops with no fear because I know Richie can make it sound good. So
nice. It's
nice to have.
What about that hollow body you got over there?
That's
that one with
it's
it?
An old, it's a Harmo.
Sorry?
I'm sorry, it's a harmony.
Yes.
Yeah, the NY got... a pawn shop, we were down in Georgia going through this red dirt road, and we stopped at a pawn shop, and I go in, and this is the only good guitar there. And they had it out on the counter on display, like, oh, this is the one.
Yeah, right.
And they wanted, like, X amount of dollars for it. It was really cheap. But it wasn't as cheap as I wanted it to be. So I came back out to the car and said, you know, I'm not going to buy that guitar. And then I sat there and went, yeah, probably do need to buy that guitar. So I went back in and we made a deal. And I can't put it down. I play that guitar a ton. These two guitars will get me through the flood.
What modifications have you done to that one that you got from Rob? Did you modify that, adding that B-bender to it?
It had been broken in half, the body had, and my friend Jack Randy glued it back together. I did put this B-bender on it. You know, back in the day, I didn't have any money, and you could buy a nice neck set B-bender like what Marty Stewart and those guys have, where they just pull the neck down and it bends the B-string. But you could buy this for $35 then, so I just bought it, and it's a poor man's B-bender. But it still bends the B's.
Can you sort of demonstrate? I mean, I think we've been hearing it a lot, but...
Yeah, here we go. Like, here's just a... And then when you B-bend, you go... It's got that pedal steel quality.
Yeah. There's something I just love about a song that leaves something to wonder for the listener. Love that notion of songwriting. It's not your job necessarily to tell somebody the whole story. It's your job to give them an opportunity to maybe think of a story of their own. The titles that you choose, I mean, that thing you said. Do you ever say in that song what that thing was that was said?
You write a song, and for you, it's about this one thing. Some of them are secrets. Probably most of them are secrets. So I've got to hide it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So in hiding it, I'm referencing it to what I know other people, you know, think about things.
Yeah.
Which is turned out good. Yeah. It was a good thing. But everybody's had that moment. You know, like I said, songs haunt me. Like, you know, I'll be thinking about something, and it's just like, this won't go away. So let's delve into this and see if I can do something with this. You know, somebody that I failed to mention, for people that I've opened up for, been privileged to, is Tyler Childers. And this song that I wrote, bless his heart, he was just a young thing when I met him. And he seemed to like my first album awfully well. And he liked this song, That Thing You Said. Tickled me to death to hear him play it out. I mean, I heard about this, you know, this kid playing one of my songs. Gosh, it sounded so good. So good.
Was it with your eyes? Was it with your tone? You won't leave me alone, an easy safety zone. That thing you say, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. Can't escape it in my bed. That thing you said, crippled up inside, out of place to hide, sit and wait alone, trying to make it leave me alone. That thing you say, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. Can't escape it in my bed. Out of place to hide, sit and wait alone, trying to make it leave me alone. That thing you say, it's all bottled up and spinning in my head. See you.
Remember, I was number 7, right, of 9 kids. It seems that when I was born, you could take kids home without naming them first. I guess Mom ran out of names after 6, so, you know, it's got a little complicated. But I found this out later by some of the older siblings. I don't know how it was kept a secret till then, when it was like the 80s or something when I found out. When I found out, I was like, well, I got to ask Mom about this. I found Mom and I was like, Mom, is it true I really didn't have a name when I come home? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I didn't have a name. Well, I said, well, how long did I not have a name? And then again, about 3 weeks. And I always say this, that explains so much. So 3 weeks, so I'm processing that. And then I'm like, Mom, what did you call me for 3 weeks? And she said, oh, we just called you honey.
We'd like to thank Luna and the Mountain Jets for being with us this evening, and thanks to our volunteers for their help with our production, especially Ryan Zinka, Will Padgett, and Cindy Stewart. Also, those of you listening to our webcast, watching us on Facebook Live, and those listening to us on the Red Barn Network of stations.
We also thank the members of our studio audience for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio, which strives to present, promote, and preserve the rich musical tradition and artists of this Kentucky region and present them to the world. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com.
Who wants to hear another song from Luna and the Mountain Jets?
pair. Fame unlocks the auburn hair. An ivory skin, eyes of green. Your smile is like a breath of spring. Your voice is soft like summer rain. Compare with you. He talks about you in his sleep. There's nothing I can do to keep from crying. Calls your name. Now I can easily understand that you can take my man. To me, Jolene, Jolene, please don't take my man, Jolene. Because you can. Choice of men, but I can never love again. He's the only one for me. I had to have this talk with you. My happiness depends on you. What you decide to do. Jolene, Jolene, please don't take my man, Jolene, Jolene, just because you can't. You can, don't take him just because you can.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank David and Teresa Prince for being with us tonight. We'd like to thank Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain for supplying food each week for our musical guests and volunteers. Chef Greg Scott and Sims Pizzeria and Ice Cream Parlor is located just minutes from Lexington in historic Wilmore, Kentucky. For more information, see Sims Pizzeria and Soda Fountain on Facebook. The Twisted Cork, Lexington's only drive-through full-service liquor store and bar. They feature craft beer, wine, and all your favorites. The Twisted Cork has live music Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday nights and hosts the Red Barn Radio open mic every Sunday evening. Located at Partner Place, just off Clay's Mill Road. For more information, they're on the web at twistedcorklex.com. Room 17 Productions, a nonprofit organization telling the story of Professor Emeritus Sarah Holroyd and promoting music education through oral history, preservation, and live performance. For more information, Room 17 Productions is on the web at room17productions.com. The rest is history. The Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is Red Barn Radio's guest accommodation partner, providing hotel accommodations for our musical guests. Located in the heart of bluegrass, horse, and bourbon country, the Griffin Gate Marriott Resort and Spa is the ideal choice for your next visit to Lexington, Kentucky. Get our Red Barn Radio app by downloading Omveria in your app store. The Red Barn Radio app is powered by Omveria. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. Red Barn Radio's line producer and booking manager is Warren Cobb. We also thank our volunteers. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time as we celebrate the music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio is brought to you with the financial support of Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. Planning to visit Lexington or just looking for more information, Visit Lex is on the web at visitlex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.